Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Bright woman arrested after allegedly chasing boyfriend with knife. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A 23-year-old Wright woman is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly chasing her boyfriend around their home with a knife during an argument. According to Campbell County Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, deputies responded to a 911 call from a 24-year-old man reporting a domestic disturbance at a home on Cosner Road. The man told officers the argument started after his girlfriend accused him of talking to another woman. During the confrontation, the suspect allegedly grabbed a fillet knife, held it in an ice pick-style grip, and chased him through the house twice. She also reportedly struck him several times, though he did not suffer any major injuries. Deputies seized a bent fillet knife, a butcher's knife, and a bottle of Patron from the scene as evidence. Reynolds said the woman experienced a medical issue during the incident and was taken to the hospital for treatment before being booked into jail on charges of aggravated assault, domestic battery, and two counts of felonious restraint. Wyoming SNAP benefits delayed as federal shutdown freezes funding. The Wyoming Department of Family Services says November SNAP benefits will not be issued until the federal government restores funding as the ongoing shutdown continues to stall federal programs. SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps low-income families buy food each month. According to DFS, more than 28,000 Wyoming residents rely on the program, receiving an average of $185 per person each month. Payments that were scheduled for early November are now on hold indefinitely. DFS Director Corin Schmidt says the agency understands the hardship this may cause for families, seniors, and children who depend on the program, adding that staff will continue processing applications so benefits can resume quickly once Congress acts. In the meantime, DFS is coordinating with local food banks and community partners to help fill the gap. Those needing assistance are encouraged to contact their local DFS office or call 211 for food resource information. The federal government shutdown began October 1st after Congress failed to approve funding for the 2026 fiscal year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.